Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
A controversial right-to-repair car law makes a surprising U-turn. The Biden administration has changed its mind about a Massachusetts state law giving mechanics and car owners access to more diagnostic data. By Ariane Marshall. Who owns the data created by cars? Their owners or the companies that built them? In 2020, Massachusetts voters overwhelmingly approved a law that began to answer that question. It required automakers selling cars in the state to build an open data platform that would allow owners and independent repair shops to access the information they need to diagnose and repair cars. Automakers countered, arguing that such a platform would make their systems vulnerable to cyber attacks and risk driver safety. The Alliance for Automotive Innovation, a trade organization and lobbying group that represents most global car makers, sued the state. Now, after some waffling, the Biden administration has backed Massachusetts voters. In a letter, a lawyer for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, the American car safety regulator, told the Massachusetts Attorney General's office that the feds would allow the state to go ahead and enforce its law. NHTSA strongly supports the right to repair, wrote Kerry Kaloje, the government lawyer. This is a change of course. The administration had staked out the right to repair, the idea that the owner of a product, not the company that sold it to them, gets to decide how to fix it, as a signature issue involving the Federal Trade Commission in the effort to push back against manufacturers who put limits on independent repairs. But in June, NHTSA's Kaloje wrote to warn automakers not to comply with Massachusetts law, frustrating right-to-repair advocates. She said that the open data platform demanded by the law could make Massachusetts-sold cars susceptible to hackers, who might use the platform to access vital steering, acceleration, or electronic systems. The letter indicates that lawyers for the federal government and Massachusetts have agreed that there are ways to give more people access to crucial vehicle repair information safely. Car manufacturers could comply with the law by using short-range wireless protocols, such as via Bluetooth, to give owners or independent shops authorized by owners access to the information they need to diagnose issues and repair vehicles, the letter says. Nathan Proctor, the head of the Right to Repair campaign at the advocacy organization U.S. Public Interest Research Group, wrote in a statement that the government's reversal on Massachusetts law creates an opportunity for new discussion of national right to repair issues. It's time to have a frank conversation about the future of internet-connected cars to ensure it's one which respects privacy, safety, and the right to repair, he wrote. NHTSA's latest letter could be the start of that conversation. It remains unclear how the Fed's newest move will affect car buyers in Massachusetts. Automakers' lawsuit stemming from the right to repair law is still ongoing. The state attorney general, Andrea Joy Campbell, said she would finally begin enforcing the law earlier this summer. In the letter sent to NHTSA, the agency acknowledged that the open data platform required by the law still does not exist, and indicated that federal and state lawmakers had agreed to allow vehicle manufacturers a reasonable period of time to securely develop, test, and implement this technology. The Office of the Massachusetts Attorney General did not respond to Wired's questions. Meanwhile, at least two automakers, Kia and Subaru, have cut off telematics access for new car buyers in Massachusetts. They argue it's a necessary step to stay in compliance with the law because the open data platform demanded in it doesn't yet exist. In practical terms, that means new car buyers there can't access the newest in-vehicle tech, such as Subaru's Starlink service, which includes emergency roadside assistance and automatic collision notification, and Kia Connect, which includes stolen vehicle recovery and remote unlocking and climate control. The new NHTSA letter warned automakers against this compliance strategy. Disabling vehicle telematic functions as an attempt to comply with the law would harm vehicle owners, first responders, and other telematics users, Koloje, the agency lawyer, wrote. Still, Kia and Subaru telematic systems are unavailable in car models year 2022 and newer in the state. We look forward to a resolution that allows us to get back to providing the products and services our Massachusetts customers love, says Dominic Infante, Subaru's Director of Corporate Communications. Kia referred Wired to the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, a lobbying group that filed the Massachusetts lawsuit. The Alliance declined to comment on the letter, citing its ongoing litigation with the state. The right to repair issue is unlikely to go away, regardless of the lawsuit's outcome. Most new cars are connected to the internet. Some constantly send information back to car makers. When auto software goes awry, it sometimes can be fixed by remote over-the-air updates. Independent repair shops, which still dominate the car industry, worry automakers will use these increasingly sophisticated online features to lock them out of important diagnostic and repair information, or to raise prices on that information to levels unsustainable for small local businesses. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.